This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of December 1st, 2005.
All right, freeze! Police!
Bad Cop No Donut!
Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. Here is a look at what the police did to us this week. A woman filed a lawsuit last week against the city of Lathrop, California, after being arrested because police officers mistook her for her sister. The Stockton Record says that the woman was arrested at work in March 2004 and held overnight despite the fact that some officers acknowledged that they had arrested the wrong person. According to the lawsuit, the woman's sister came to the county jail and offered to be arrested, but was sent away. The woman was released by a judge because of the mistaken identity the day after her arrest. A couple has filed a lawsuit against the Davis, California Police Department alleging racially based misconduct and harassment. The California Aggie says that the couple's home has been visited more than 500 times by Davis police officers in the past 6 years, even though they live in Yolo County outside of the Davis police's jurisdiction. The couple claims Davis police drive by their home and shine lights on it, follow their friends and associates, and frequently stop them and detain them for no reason. The couple recently began documenting the police visits to their home on videotape. The most recent incident occurred on Sunday while they were entertaining guests. Four Calum County, Washington sheriff's deputies were disciplined last week after an investigation into alleged misconduct. An Associated Press report says that two deputies have been fired, one reprimanded, and one resigned shortly before the results of the investigation were released. Sergeant Dave Fontenot is accused of failing to turn in evidence seized during a search, intentionally falsifying a legal document, and sexual harassment of a fellow employee. He resigned after being placed on administrative leave in September. Deputy Dwayne Hayden was discovered to have conducted an extramarital affair while he was on the job and used a department cell phone to engage in lengthy personal phone calls. Hayden was fired. Undersheriff Steve Snover retired after only 6 months on the job. The only unelected commanding officer remaining on the force at the present time is Ron Cameron. Cameron was given a reprimand for failing to properly investigate Fontenot after two complaints of sexual harassment. Four Seattle, Washington police officers have been disciplined following an investigation into off-duty security work. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer says that an internal investigation and an FBI probe looked at whether or not police officers working security in nightclubs overlooked underage drinking and illegal drug use, and gave information about investigations to club employees. Last Wednesday, a memo was circulated within the Seattle department explaining the sanctions against the four unnamed officers. One officer was fired, one sergeant was suspended, another sergeant received a written reprimand, and an officer resigned during the investigation. The city of Colorado Springs, Colorado, has settled a civil rights lawsuit filed by a man who was forced to pose for revealing photos by a police officer for $20,000. An Associated Press report says that Officer Charles Brosshouse pleaded guilty to official misconduct and resigned last year. Investigators claim that Brosshouse took a man to a police station in July 2004 after he was found drinking underage. Brosshouse then forced the man to strip down to a G-string and pose for photographs with an 18-year-old police cadet. Investigators discovered more than 100 inappropriate photographs of other men that had been taken while on duty inside the officer's home. Brosshouse had his police certification taken away in March and can no longer work as a police officer in Colorado. A police officer in Springfield, Missouri, was suspended last Wednesday for falsely reporting that she had been attacked in her home. KOLR reports that Officer Valerie Kemp has been charged with filing a false report and has been placed on administrative leave. Sheriff's deputies were called to Kemp's home on November 20th. She claimed that someone had broken into her home and struck her on the head, rendering her unconscious. She also told investigators that she thought she had been raped. When the investigators told Kemp that they could not find any information to back up her claims, she admitted that she had lied. Detectives suspect that Kemp's minor injuries were self-inflicted. The chief of police in Platte City, Missouri, was placed on paid leave for 15 days. The Kansas City Star says that no reason has been given for the suspension, either from city officials or from Chief Joe McHale. A police officer in Sioux City, Iowa, who was under investigation for sexual abuse, was found dead in his home last week. The Lamar's Daily Sentinel says that Officer John Hooks died from carbon monoxide poisoning. A sex abuse complaint against Hooks was filed on November 7th and is now closed. In August, authorities responded to Hooks' home after more than a dozen rifle shots were heard coming from inside. No charges were filed in that incident. A South Milwaukee, Wisconsin police officer was arrested last week for sexually assaulting a girl while she slept and taking pictures of the abuse. WISN reports that Officer Todd Berggren was looking after his daughter last week when she found his digital camera and searched it for pictures of a recent soccer game. Instead, she found pictures of her father and a 12-year-old girl. The girl gave the camera to her mother, who alerted authorities. When questioned, Berggren admitted to being the man who appeared from the neck down in the pictures, but could not recall the events pictured actually taking place. He is being held on a $250,000 bail and is facing a possible 400-year prison sentence if he is convicted. A couple from Fountain City, Wisconsin, is outraged after a police officer shot their dog last Tuesday. The La Crosse Tribune says that Officer R.J. Severud shot the dog when he discovered it in his backyard, after it escaped from its owners when it went chasing after a squirrel. Severud says he shot the dog over fears that it had rabies and might pose a threat to the community. The mayor has promised a review of the officer's actions. An auxiliary police officer in Pekin, Illinois, was arrested last Tuesday after he pointed an unloaded gun at his estranged wife and one of her friends and pulled the trigger several times. The Pekin Times says that Officer Dennis Hopkins is charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault and 1 count of attempted aggravated battery with a firearm. Hopkins and his wife have been separated for 2 months. The day after the attack, she got a restraining order against him. Hopkins has been fired from the police department and is currently free on a $50,000 bond. He will appear in court next on December 22nd. The chief of police in the city of Henry, Illinois, was fired from his job on Monday night. WHOI reports that city council made the decision to ratify the mayor's recommendation that Chief Ken Todd be fired. Residents in attendance at the meeting expressed their outrage at the way the chief handled recent complaints of sexual misconduct against Henry police officer Vince Moore. A sheriff's deputy in St. Joseph County, Indiana, is under investigation after one of his girlfriend's dogs was found dead on Friday. WNDU reports that Deputy Kurt Seufert got into a fight with his live-in girlfriend, who is also a South Bend police officer. The fight took place as she was driving to the home the two shared. When she arrived at home, she found one of her dogs cowering under a bed and the other dog dead in the basement. An autopsy determined that the dog had been badly beaten and had died from severe spinal injuries. Indiana State Police are investigating animal cruelty charges. Seufert is on administrative leave pending an internal investigation. A police officer in New Albany, Indiana, was arrested on Wednesday and charged with drunk driving. WAVE reports that Sergeant Charles Miller's blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit at the time of his arrest. Miller has been assigned to administrative duties until the charges against him are resolved. An Alexandria, Indiana, police officer who was arrested after he offered an 18-year-old woman money for sex has retired. WRTV reports that the chief of police had recommended that Officer Richard Santos be fired. By retiring, Santos will keep his pension and health benefits. He was put on paid administrative leave after his arrest in September, but was placed on unpaid leave earlier this month. Santos is charged with promoting prostitution and official misconduct. He faces a possible 11 years in prison if convicted. The commanding officer at the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Detachment in Digby, Nova Scotia, is the subject of 2 complaints filed by female RCMP employees. The Halifax Chronicle Herald reports that the 2 employees have accused Staff Sergeant Wiley Grimm of sexual harassment and racism. In the complaints, one woman says that she was harassed by Grimm from July 2003 until January 2005. She says that Grimm made sexually suggestive and racist comments and that he touched her inappropriately. Another woman says that Grimm behaved similarly toward her from December 2003 until December 2004. Grimm is currently on administrative leave while the allegations against him are investigated. A police officer in Needham, Massachusetts, was arrested last Thursday and charged with stealing an all-terrain vehicle. WCVB reports that Officer Melissa Aponte is charged with breaking and entering and receiving a stolen vehicle. A Connecticut state trooper killed his ex-girlfriend and then himself last Monday. WTNH reports that trooper Victor Diaz went to the home of his ex-girlfriend, a Newington police officer, while she was at work. He then spent 15 minutes using her computer. When she returned home, Diaz ambushed her in an attack which left her dead. He then phoned his lawyer, who called the police, who found his girlfriend shot 3 times. Police later returned to the same house where they discovered Diaz dead from a self-inflicted gunshot. Diaz was serving a 60-day suspension after he was arrested for drunk driving in March.
It's just very disappointing. You know, from our counsel standpoint, you worry about building trust between the police department and the people that they serve. And that's obviously of paramount importance.
A Hartford, Connecticut police officer was arrested on Tuesday and charged with larceny. An Associated Press report says that Officer Eric Lautenbach is accused of stealing money from the purse of a shopper while he was working as a security guard at a retail store. Lautenbach has been suspended without pay, pending the results of an investigation which has been ongoing since the initial complaint was made by the victim on November 23rd.
When we have a report of handguns, people in possession of handguns, we take that very seriously. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that shooting goes on in the city.
This was wrong. They were wrong.
Some residents of Hartford, Connecticut, witnessed what they say was excessive use of force by police on Sunday. WFSB reports that police were responding to a report of a man threatening people with a gun on the street. When they arrived, the man had left, and a confrontation occurred between police officers and a man who witnesses describe as an innocent bystander. The man was then beaten by the officers while some of the bystanders recorded the incident using their cell phones. The cell phone videos were later shown on local television. Police say they arrested a man who was interfering with an investigation and resisting arrest. An investigation is being conducted. The deputy chief of the Allegheny County, Pennsylvania Sheriff's Department pleaded not guilty on Wednesday to 12 felonies. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says that Deputy Chief Dennis Skosnick was arraigned on charges including bribery, money laundering, mail and wire fraud, and tampering with a grand jury witness. Skosnick is accused of taking bribes from a man who was trying to establish a private jail for county convicts. He is also accused of fixing criminal cases and coaching a witness to lie to the grand jury. Skosnick is also alleged to have forced an employee to contribute to the sheriff's re-election fund and then stealing some of the money he raised for the fund. He is free on bond until his trial. A police officer in Baltimore County, Maryland, was sentenced to 5 years in jail last Tuesday for sexually abusing a young girl for 10 years. The Baltimore Sun says that Samuel Chambers pleaded guilty to a second-degree sex offense charge 1 month ago as part of a plea deal. Chambers was originally charged with attempted rape, child abuse, and other offenses, but those charges were dropped by prosecutors in exchange for the guilty plea. The sex abuse began in 1991 when the child was 4 years old and continued until 2001. The city of Louisville, Kentucky, will pay $30,000 to settle 3 lawsuits connected to a major police misconduct scandal. The Louisville Courier-Journal says that $10,000 will be paid to a man whose home was illegally searched by officers Mark Watson and Christy Richardson in 1999. 2 other $10,000 settlements will be paid to a man and his mother whose home was illegally searched by the same 2 officers in January 2000. Watson and Richardson are behind the dismissal of charges against 50 people, including those who are the recipients of the current settlements. Watson is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence. In 2003, he pleaded guilty to more than 300 charges connected to using photocopies of judges' signatures on search warrants. Richardson is currently serving probation after being found guilty by a jury of 19 counts of tampering with public records, criminal possession of a forged instrument, and official misconduct. More lawsuits involving the two officers are still pending, including one which seeks class action status.
No one likes to see anyone get themselves in trouble, and officers are no different than the average person. We have the same rules apply to us as they do to everybody else, and when you break those rules, then you're treated the same way.
A police officer in Nashville, Tennessee, was arrested on Monday after leading a fellow police officer on a drunken high-speed chase. WKRN reports that Sergeant Kurt Bartlett has been charged with driving under the influence of alcohol, evading arrest, resisting arrest, illegal possession of a firearm, and refusing to take a breath test. The chase ended at Bartlett's home, where he ignored pursuing officers' commands and went inside. Bartlett's gun and badge have been taken away.
Because there's an investigation underway, we are looking into it. If the behavior that was alleged is accurate, certainly that's not appropriate, and we don't condone it.
I mean, I was very upset and appalled to hear that our so-called finest has created this makeshift play den.
The police department in Charlotte, North Carolina, is investigating a group of officers after complaints of misconduct. News 14 reports that a group of officers apparently kept keys to a former office which was recently moved. The officers continued to use the facility, which they equipped with a Sony PlayStation and games, television sets, couches, and adult magazines. The police department seized all of the property found in the former office and changed the locks. A police officer in Chesney, South Carolina, was sentenced to 5 years of probation on Monday for shooting a man. WYFF reports that Officer Christopher Enders pleaded guilty to misconduct the same day he was sentenced. Enders chased a man in December 2004 after mistaking him for his brother, who was wanted on outstanding warrants. Enders shot the man in the hip. The victim of the shooting is still in recovery and plans to file a lawsuit. Enders resigned from his job after he was charged. A Melbourne Beach, Florida police officer was arrested last week for masturbating in an adult theater. WKMG reports that Officer Michael Dodson was arrested with a few other men at the theater during an undercover police investigation. He was charged with violating the county adult entertainment ordinance. Dodson has resigned from his job. A Dothan, Alabama police officer was arrested on Saturday and charged with burglary. The Dothan Eagle says that the arrest of Officer Stephen Jones is connected to an ongoing domestic situation. The house Jones is accused of breaking into was being looked after by his wife. Jones is currently on administrative leave.
I'm planning on, when I pick my child up at school, going to talk to the principal today. So I'm just shocked they haven't notified us.
An arrest of this nature would be a significant event. I would agree with that. I would like to focus on the fact that our police department did a great job of making the arrest. Now, we didn't do a great job of informing you about the arrest.
A police officer in Opelika, Alabama, who was arrested for sexual abuse of a child earlier this month, resigned on Monday. WTVM reports that Officer Keith Preer was arrested on November 16th and charged with second-degree sexual abuse. The abuse involves a person between the age of 13 and 15. Preer is facing 1 year in prison and a $2,000 fine if he is convicted. An investigation is ongoing. Preer was the Opelika Police Department's Officer of the Month in December 2004. A police officer in Henniger, Alabama, is suspended and may be fired after he was discovered by the town's mayor at home when he should have been on duty. The Fort Payne Times-Journal says that Officer Jason Trotman was suspended with pay earlier this month for being away from his job and lying to a police dispatcher about his whereabouts. Trotman is the son of the local chief of police. Two of the five police officers in the Healdton, Oklahoma Police Department were fired last week. KTEN reports that a woman accused officers Rick Clayton and Jared Tots of shooting her 30 times with a pellet gun. She says that the officers said they would not arrest her on an outstanding warrant if she let them shoot her with the pellet gun. Both officers were suspended without pay until the decision was reached to fire them. The woman who was the victim of the officers says she plans to file a lawsuit. A sheriff's deputy in Harris County, Texas, was arrested last Wednesday after being accused of breaking into cars. KTRK reports that Deputy John Wells has been fired from his job. He's alleged to have broken into cars while they were in parking lots. The most recent break-in took place within a week before his arrest. The city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, settled a lawsuit on Friday filed by a woman who claims she was sexually assaulted by a police officer. The Albuquerque Tribune says that Officer Christopher Chase sexually assaulted the woman, who will receive a $300,000 settlement. Another abuse lawsuit involving the same officer was settled in February for almost $1 million. In that case, a woman claims she was brutalized by Chase in the backseat of his squad car in February 2002. There are three other lawsuits pending, all alleging sexual assault at the hands of Officer Chase. Chase will stand trial later this month on 32 charges relating to the abuse of 11 victims over a three-year period when he was a police officer. He was fired from his job in September 2003.
Originally, she was from Iowa, like people down here. She's from another place, but decided to make Southwest Florida her home.
Her behavior was just so irrational that it would certainly leave me to wonder what caused that type of behavior. The taser is an event that can excite, they call it excited delirium, that can promote that, just like wrestling with a person can.
Obviously, you do know the woman either has some type of emotional problem or is under a substance due to her erratic behavior, which everybody admits. You're dealing with a 5'3" woman who weighs about 125 pounds. So why they found it necessary to take a taser and, in a sense, basically put 50,000 volts of electricity into somebody in that condition, I think puts them on notice that they did have somebody with a problem.
At some point, we have to take charge. We have to restore order.
A woman died after she was shocked with a taser while handcuffed by sheriff's deputies in Lee County, Florida, on Saturday. Sheriff's deputies in Lee County, Florida, also shocked an autistic 15-year-old with a taser while he was handcuffed and restrained at his school last week. Two Halifax, Nova Scotia police officers are facing charges for allegedly shocking a woman four times with a taser during an arrest in September. Constables Mark Galloway and John Hope are charged with assault and assault with a weapon. In Ontario, a Niagara Regional police officer has been suspended for 2 days for accidentally shooting another officer with a taser. The unnamed officer has taken responsibility for the incident and accepts his 2-day vacation as punishment. The taser was discharged in an office at police headquarters in St. Catharines. One of the harpoon-like darts from the weapon lodged in the victim officer's leg. He was not seriously injured. Taser International, the makers of the weapon, have been notified that they will be delisted from the NASDAQ stock exchange because it failed to turn in its third quarter report on time. The company plans to appeal the decision and will keep trading using a modified stock symbol until a panel reaches a final decision. Taser announced 2 weeks ago that their first and second quarter earnings would have to be restated due to a miscalculation. The company plans to release its third quarter report after the reports for the first half of this year are re-released. Other than the killings already reported on this program, police also killed people this week in Corvallis, Oregon, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Norfolk, Virginia, and Tallahassee, Florida. That's all for Bad Cop, No Donut this week. Feel free to send in your comments and story ideas. The email address for this program is ron@ckln.fm. Bad Cop, No Donut is produced at CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto and can be heard in Wausau, Wisconsin on WNRB 93.3 FM and in Santa Cruz, California on Free Radio Santa Cruz 101 FM. I'm Ron Anisich. Thanks for listening.
Who's gonna pull out? I'm 16. downtown.